Sometimes people will ask me about the process I use to prepare a sermon. And it has, over almost 30 years of preaching in the local church, become kind of a routine now. So usually on Sunday night, if not Sunday night, then Monday morning, I read the scripture passages for next week. And I just kind of set that inside. And then, as is probably no big surprise to you that have been listening to me, I kind of wander into the week. And I look and think and contemplate and watch for things that might show me some insights into those scriptures. It is sometimes, to be honest, kind of a pain to be a preacher or a writer like that, because oftentimes so many things during the week you think of, oh, that'll be good in the sermon. You don't get away from it sometimes. And so the other day, Friday, I was at the home where I grew up, and we're preparing to have a sale, and then we're going to sell that house. And I was sitting in the garage, and across the street there was a field, and in that field there were a bunch of geese. Now, I'm not a big geese person, right? I've lived in a lot of places that were, they almost seem infested with geese, right? But on this day, I had been reading different things, and one of the things I'd been reading about was about the Tao. It comes out of Buddhism and being present to things. And so I had that in my mind, and I heard these geese honking. And something about all that mixture kind of came together. And I heard them honking in a different way than I had ever heard before. I actually thought to myself, with great surprise, that's kind of a pleasant sound. Now, I knew something was going on because that is not a thought I ever had in my life. But I sat there and I thought, well, what is it about it? So I was listening, I closed my eyes, and I was listening to that. It was something about the noise, and I still can't put it into words what kind of resonated with me. But as I had my eyes closed, I could tell that they were flying away. And I felt a little bit of a panic and disappointment. And again, all this was very odd to me because of my conflicted relationship with geese. And so I thought, well, why do I feel that? And I had a thought that actually came back to the sermon scripture. I wasn't done listening to the geese yet. And when they took off, I thought, I might not have this moment again, or a moment like it. I got tense because I thought I was losing a moment and that there might not be a moment after that. I thought about Peter when he starts the passage and says, I'm going fishing. He could have just as easily said, I'm going back to fishing. Back to the life that he knew 3 years ago. You can't blame him. It was all, if nothing else, we take from these days of Easter, oftentimes we think of them as kind of glorious days. They were actually very confusing days. The disciples were trying to figure out exactly what all of this meant. And in Peter's confusion and discomfort, he went back. He went back to something that he knew, something that was fairly predictable, although if you're a fisherman or fisherwoman, you know that fishing is not as predictable as some might say. But Peter goes back. And I wonder what it was like that night for him. As he sat on that boat, casting the nets, letting them sit out there for a while, pulling them back, not getting anything. I wonder what he thought about. You see, thinking about the past and our memories can be wonderful gifts. They can help us think about times in our lives when we had moments of great joy. They can help us think about people that have gone on, and we can remember them. And sometimes thoughts of the past seem painful and can hurt us. And I think that night what Peter was actually fishing for was not so much fish, but understanding. And looking back on the past can help us do that. It can help us put things in perspective. It can help us understand what we did in the past and how that might affect us today. But it can only inform. It cannot direct us into the future. Today and the things that happen today, those are the things that we have to contemplate and think about. And that's what directs our future. As a church, I've spent a lot of time listening to churches talk about their past, about the 1950s and even later when the pews were filled and the choir loft was full and kids ran all around and Sunday school classes were full. I listen to people talk about the good old days. And that's helpful for us to think and reflect back on, but it's not helpful for us to think that that will ever come again in the same way. Today is today, and tomorrow is tomorrow, and we must contemplate what it means for us to be the church of God and be the church in the way God wants us to be today and tomorrow and all the tomorrows after that. Our past can inform, but it should not always direct our future. So as we gather today, we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper again. And if you read that passage, you might have noticed some similarities. That Jesus had prepared a meal for them when they came off of the boat. He says that he gave them the bread. Sounds familiar. And then he gave them the fish. It was something new. And I think what Jesus was telling them at that time in giving them was the power and the energy and the permission to go forward. I think that was the meal that Jesus said, I understand where you've been. That's why we have the fish. I understand where we are. That's why we have the bread of life. And I want you to know, it's okay to go forward. There will always be moments coming ahead where the honking of the geese are transformed into something much deeper and much more meaningful. For many of us, we don't have the same kind of life that we used to have. We have less energy, we have less ability, we might have less money, we have less mobility and freedom sometimes in different ways. but there's always a gift coming. If we will have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, sometimes we might be that gift for one another. And so you might be called to do that. So as we gather today, I would like us to think about the Lord's Supper from the past and the present and the future. For in the past, Jesus, on that night in which he was betrayed, took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, in the past, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, drink. This is the cup of the new covenant, which is given for you. Do this as often as you do it and remember me." And then Jesus told them something else. "I'll not have this meal with you again until that point in the future when heaven and earth are done and what is new of God will come." So today, in this moment, we bring together the past and the future. The past of the message of Jesus, the future, the message of God is here today. And for you, as you come forward, you bring your past with all of its ups and downs, its joys and its sorrows. And you bring your future, unknown in many ways. And you come here today and you say, by taking this into your hands, "Oh God, we commend our lives and we trust you." My friends, this is the meal of eternity, of the past, of the future, of now. And so as we come forward today, I've asked that we not have music and we do it in silence so that it might give you an opportunity to reflect upon how the past and the future meet today. How there are things in the past that maybe you need to set aside or need to realize that you've been forgiven for. How there's things in the future that you might be concerned about and worried about. Today, this moment, is when it all comes together and God confirms again that we are loved and that we will be taken care of. And so I invite you all to come forward as you're able. Kneel if you're able, stand if you'd like. We'll come back, and to those that aren't able to come forward. And I invite you to this meal that has great meaning and purpose. And as you come and kneel and partake, and then as you go, I'd like you to think about the fact that God loves you and will care for you and will care for us and provide everything we need. This is the most important meal of the day.